Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Em, and with a new year comes a new series, and that's five things. Because can we just get to the point already? I'll still be interviewing some of the most inspiring women out there who are making moves. Only we're going to get right to the good stuff. So we're talking the five key takeaways to get you all of the value in a quicker, snappier, more digestible episode. So with that, here's five things with Lindsay Silberman.
Lindsay, hi. It's so nice to meet you. Welcome to the Big Move Podcast.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here.
We're thrilled to have you on. In the spirit of keeping this chat quick, snappy, you've got a flight to make. We're going to jump right into things. For those that might not already know you and follow you, can you give us a quick background? Who are you and what you're all about?
Yeah, so I am a female founder, an influencer, and a former magazine editor. I started my career like 11, 12 years ago in the magazine business. I most recently was an editor at Town & Country and Elle Decor. And, you know, I'd spent my entire life loving magazines, dying to be a journalist and an editor, and went to college for that. And I kind of worked my way through internships and after college and eventually kind of landed my dream career in the editorial world. And I got to do that for 12 years. I traveled the world. I interviewed celebrities. It was like, by any accounts, a dream job. And then Instagram happened and I started to grow a following on Instagram and pretty much decided that I was going to take a leap and see if I could do that full time and left my job in 2018. Never thought that I would start a company or a product-based business or a brand. You know, everything was going really well for me in my first like 2 years is doing content creator partnerships full-time. And then COVID happened and it kind of like threw me for a loop. And I decided to start a company that I had been thinking about for a really long time. And that company is called Hotel Lobby Candle. And we make candles that are inspired by the scents inside five-star hotels. So that was like probably the quick and dirty recap I've ever given of my like entire professional career. But that is kind of what my life is all about now. My husband and I split our time between New York City and Miami. I like to say that we're like the youngest snowbirds ever. And that is sort of my deal.
I love that. And quick side note, how did your husband get the handle Insta-husband?
Oh my God. I feel like that it's a whole story that I will have to save for you for another podcast. But basically, it did exist before. It belonged to a man in, I believe it was Pittsburgh. And he must have gotten it in the early days of Instagram, had no idea that it was a desirable thing. And I am very persuasive. And when I set my mind to something, I will make sure that it happens. So I convinced this man to give me the handle. That's the short answer of it.
Well, what a negotiator you are. I feel like this is a highly coveted handle, by the way.
So I mean, I love marketing and branding, and I really saw that as like a genius marketing and branding opportunity. And so I was like, this is going to waste by a person who hasn't posted on it in 4 years. Let me see what I can do. So I made it happen.
Hey, ask and you shall receive.
Exactly. Exactly.
I love it. So Lindsay, on this podcast, I love to talk big moves, those pivotal turning points in your life, your career, your journey that have really like shaped who you are. Is there something that comes to mind for you that you would want to share there?
So definitely, I mean, like the story that I mentioned about leaving my job, I kind of had always defined myself by the place that I worked. So I even started my career as an intern in the Vogue fashion closet, and I really defined myself at that time as a Vogue intern. And then when I went freelance, I was freelancing for the Wall Street Journal and actually was writing for Vogue at the time and writing for a bunch of different publications, and always sort of defined myself by other brands and the people that I was working for. I think I grew up in a very like traditional household where people had traditional jobs and I wasn't really surrounded by entrepreneurs or, you know, like just sort of independent careers. And so for me having established myself and having this like great job and a big name publication behind me, the idea that I would leave that all behind to kind of do something a little bit non-traditional and something that maybe at the time was not thought of as highbrow or respected as a career as a journalist. So that was definitely like my biggest move career-wise, professionally. It was so scary. I remember when I left, I kind of was like hanging on by a thread, and I gave like 6 months notice. I was like, I want to just like kind of hang on. I was so scared. And I remember telling, you know, that my higher ups at the time, is there any way that maybe if I had to come back and ask for my job back in a few months, if this doesn't work out, would that be possible? And, you know, I just, it actually ended up being the greatest thing I could have ever done in my life. Like I've been able to build an entire business, two businesses, actually, like my own personal brand and then my candle business. And I was able to get a place in Miami and become snowbirds and just have like this freedom that I never experienced working in the corporate world. So that was definitely my big move.
Absolutely. And so I'm curious too, like when you decided to leave, did you have a plan or were things really picking up for your business or what did that look like for you?
Great question. So I had been thinking about it for probably a year. I remember it was in January of 2018 that I hit 100,000 followers on Instagram and I was still at my full-time job. I still hadn't made a single dollar off of my Instagram. I wasn't monetizing. I wasn't doing brand partnerships because it was a little taboo. The idea that I would be paid by brands, but then also writing about them for the magazine. And so I really debated and thought a lot about it. And I'm not such a risk taker. So I had to really put like everything in place and get all my ducks in a row to ensure that like I had the best possible chance of success when I left. And I spent from January until October saving money and then also just like talking to anyone I knew in the industry. Like I had a lot of contacts of beauty brands and travel brands and hotels and people who were in influencer marketing. And I would say, you know, how much are people charging and what could I charge? And if I, you know, would you be interested in partnering me and sort of just like putting feelers out there to mm-hmm. get a sense of whether or not it was something that could be like a sustainable job. And finally, it took from January until October for me to like get the balls to actually like leave and pursue, you know, my own thing full time. So it was definitely not like a rash decision. And by the time I left, I had already been talking to people and had a lot of opportunities on the table. So I had a safety net, I would say. And I also had been saving money the whole time too.
Absolutely. I love what you said too about networking. I feel like I say this all the time, like there's such strength and power in just networking. Like you said, putting feelers out there, collaboration. So I love that you shared that. And I think it obviously helped you for your next steps and just kind of set you up.
Yeah. And I think, you know, one thing about like networking in the traditional sense, I always say like, oh, I'm terrible at networking. Like I'm just like, you know, that's so not me. But what I've come to realize is that I think people think of networking in the traditional sense of like going, like walking into like a big room filled with people with name tags and like going up and introducing yourself and networking. But I think what mm-hmm. I've realized at like this point in my career and having like been in, kind of the industry and beauty people, travel people for a long time, it's really not, networking is not always that like scary idea of going into a room and shaking hands and exchanging business cards. It's really just like building relationships and like maybe grabbing a coffee with one person. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, for me at the time, I didn't have any friends who were influencers. My friends have normal people jobs and like not, I truly did not like know a single person that was an influencer. And I kind of just like started connecting with people through Instagram, mm-hmm. people that I had followed, who I thought I really admired how successful they were and kind of what they were doing. And I would reach out and I would say, listen, if there's ever any way that I can help you, mm-hmm. I would love to do that. And also like, could I ask you a few questions about how your business works and, you know, what advice would you give me if you were to leave your job like me? So I think networking can be intimidating to people. I like have realized that I'm an introvert after COVID. I realized that. And so I always thought of networking as like the scary thing that I was not good at, but I actually realized that I am good at it, just like on a smaller one-on-one type of scale.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And especially in the world that we're living in right now, it's like, you want to network, like go send 25 DMs on Instagram, reach out to brands that you want to work with. And I like what you said too, is like, share what you can, you know, point out what you can share, what you can bring to the table first, and then go in and say, you know.
And it's like, you know, I think there's been so many times where I've asked someone for advice and then they've come to me and said, hey, do you know anyone? I'm looking for a new job. Or I feel like I've always like gotten people new jobs or connected people or introduced. I think I'm always just in thinking in the back of my mind of like an internal Rolodex of people, of like who would be good to connect each other, or you should talk to this person, or you should talk to that person. So I love like doing that and connecting people. And I know that like people have done the same for me over the years.
Absolutely. I feel like it always comes back to.
Yeah.
So Lindsay, you're running two successful businesses. What's your biggest life hack? How are you balancing all of these different tasks day to day?
So I think something that I've learned since I started like running my own companies is a piece of advice. I can't remember like who told me, but it's something that you like read in a lot of like business books and like kind of career development, is that you need to learn to delegate and you need to harness and understand what you're good at and what you enjoy doing and do that. And then everything else, as soon as you are able to afford to like bring on help or have hire contractors or freelancers, like you need to get everything off of your plate that is either not your strength or something that doesn't like fill your cup. So I, for example, when I first started doing my brand partnerships, I was doing all of that by myself. I was my own manager, I was my own agent. I was negotiating everything by myself. I was redlining contracts. I was, you know, it's just like all the nuances of that. I was having to advocate for myself. I was having to fight back with brands that were kind of giving me a hard time or lowballing me. And I realized after doing it for about a year and a half on my own that, number one, I did not enjoy it. It actually like gave me so much anxiety. Like every time I got an email from a brand with a number, I was like had a pit in my stomach knowing that I had to go back and like have a whole back and forth and then having to look at the contract and whatever. So number one, I didn't feel like I was very good at it. And I also just didn't enjoy it at all. Like really what I enjoy about what I do is like creating the content and connecting with my audience and like being creative and all that other stuff was just draining for me. I also realized that I was spending so much time doing all that stuff that I actually like wasn't able to throw myself into the content and be creative. And I was almost bottlenecking like my own success. And so the minute I let go and brought on a manager and then she has an assistant and then they have a whole team of accountants and lawyers, in the beginning, it was really hard for me to let go of that control. I wanted to be CC'd on every email. I needed to know everything that was going on with my business. But the minute that I like let go and trusted those people to like do what they do best and take off of my plate what I wasn't doing as well, that's when like everything turned for me, like a total turning point. My revenue went up like a lot. I was able to produce like at a higher level. I was able to be more creative. I was able to take on more brand partnerships. And I've also like kind of learned that in my like business, the Candle brand as well. We have like brought on team members. And in the beginning, I was doing everything. I was writing the emails. I was like trying to do the brand design. I was doing our social. And it just gets to a point where it's like you actually cannot do everything. And if you try to, you're going to be getting in your own way. So I think like delegating, learning to trust other people, and also like understanding that you cannot be good at all the things. And so whatever it is, rather than you trying to become the expert in 100 different subjects, if you can find other people that are and surround yourself by people that are smarter than you in your specific specialty, that's going to be like the ultimate key to success.
Totally. I mean, it's such a good example of you've been able to scale both your businesses. Did it take a moment of, say, burnout or like a higher level of like just too much on your plate to get to that point? Or did you feel this sort of like natural pull that, you know, it's time to hire people?
It was 100% burnout. It was, I mean, I'm still burnt out every single day. I feel like I'm like the burnout generation. I'm like not a great person to like ask for advice about like work-life balance, but I will say that it allowed, I think getting to the point, I just remember there was a time where I was like, felt like I was under an avalanche of emails and I didn't know what to say. And I would like, you know, just sit and stare at my computer screen and be paralyzed with like, you know, not being able to respond or not knowing what to say. And then more emails were coming in and I was kind of like, I feel like I was actually hurting myself and my own brand and my ability to like do more partnerships by being so in the nitty gritty with all this stuff and like being like buried under contracts that eventually got to a point where I was like, I cannot do this anymore. Like I'm going to lose my mind if I continue. So eventually that's when I let go and it was like the greatest thing I could have ever done.
Sure, sure. Makes sense. And on the note of burnout, on the note of mental health, I love to ask my guests, like, is there something that you do to keep your mental health, I hate to say imbalanced because I feel like we are all so busy. We are so time constrained. But is there something that comes to mind, like health, wellness, or mental health that works for you?
This is like probably the worst advice ever, but I'm just going to say what works for me. And it's like when I get to a point where I'm like, I have been on social media too much. I've been, you know, working too much. I have not had a second to like decompress or do anything. I like to get in bed and binge watch like hours and hours and hours of Love Island. Like, I don't know what it is. It's just like, it helps me reset. It's just so mindless and it's so distracting from all the noise of everything else that's going on. And I mean, I could say, yeah, go for a walk or do yoga or whatever, but like truly, if I'm being like as true to myself and as, you know, candid as possible, I binge watch TV and I like The Housewives and Love Island and like any kind of mindless, trashy show. That is really what brings me to a zen place after a very stressful week of working.
So I love that. And I relate so much. my current mindless watch is The Hills and Laguna Beach reruns.
Ooh, I like, love that.
The best. So after like a long day with the kids and like trying to do work, like that is my go-to. So I get it. Sometimes you just need to just like shut off your brain. Like I can't like go and watch Game of Thrones or anything, but I need to like actually
pay attention. That's what it is. I'm like, I need my brain to just be melting and like have no kind of stimulation and no, I don't want to think. I want to just be entertained and not think actually. So that's what works for me.
Yeah, totally. I love it. So Lindsay, what lights a fire in you? Why do you do what you do? Like what keeps you moving?
I would say, I mean, from both of my businesses, you know, with our candle brand, like anytime we like hit a new milestone or, you know, reach like a new, we get press coverage or I see an influencer post about us that I didn't even send, you know, I didn't even know that I didn't even send them our candles. They heard about it through someone else. Or anytime we get a message from a customer who's like, oh my gosh, you know, these candles are like the best thing about it. I'm ruined from every other brand. Like I will never buy another brand of candles. Or people who say, I usually get migraines from candles and I never thought I could burn them in my house. And like yours are different. And like now I actually can be like a candle person, that kind of thing. Or anyone who just like says that they are, our brand like brings them joy or that they kind of are like, it's their one little, there's a lot of people who tell me, like I have a lot of moms who say, oh my gosh, during my stressful day, when I'm like doing the dishes at night, or if I'm like folding laundry, like light one of your candles. And it's like my moment of like me time and indulgence. And to me, that is like, I mean, it lights a fire in more ways than one. And so I just like, I also, it's so cool to me because I never thought of myself as a person that could launch a company or run a brand. And I just assumed that I would be working for someone else for the rest of my life. And so I guess just having those moments or like pinch me moments where I'm like, oh shit, I like really am like building something here and people love it and it's catching on. And, you know, there are times where I feel like I don't know what I'm doing, but then there are moments like that where I'm like, wait, actually, I do know what I'm doing. And I've been so intentional and strategic about this entire thing. And so that that is what really gets me excited.
I love that. And like, as a mom of two, I can totally speak to that. And that like, it's all in those little tiny moments that you get, like literally 5 minutes. So I totally get it. It's like pouring that glass of wine, lighting one of your beautiful candles. Like sometimes that all it takes, you know what I mean? Like kids are in the playroom, like you just get a couple minutes.
So. Yeah. And when we, like my husband runs a business with me full time. And when we launched during COVID, I remember, and especially when we were like testing samples and going through that whole development process, I remember it was, you know, it was like dark times and we were just like stuck inside and we were living in our like New York City apartment. Like the walls were like caving in on us. It was just like every day felt like Groundhog Day. And I remember as we were getting our samples and there were just like, there was one night in particular where we like dimmed the lights and like put on like a really cool playlist. It was like a hotel lobby, like jazz music. And we made a cheese plate and we drank some wine and we lit one of the candles. And I was like, I felt like I was in a hotel bar. You know, I felt like my living room, which had been the same place that I'd woken up and like spend every waking minute throughout all of COVID, suddenly it just kind of felt like a moment and it felt different. And that was so much of what like inspired, That feeling is what I want to give to people every time they light one of our candles. It's just like a little bit transportive. And so, yeah, that's kind of been the ethos since day one.
Absolutely. Well, we love that. And we have a little treat for listeners, which we will get to in a minute. But as a last question for you, Lindsay, this has been so fun chatting with you. I wish we could continue for hours. but ultimately, it's a new year. What do you want to leave our audience with?
I would just say, I think, you know, because a lot of this conversation has been about like taking risks and making big moves. And I would say like, if you are finding yourself in a place of stagnance or you feel like you want something different in your life and you just are intimidated or scared, like I said, I'm not like a huge risk taker, but there is a way to do it that is kind of planned and calculated and like a low risk, as long as you kind of like are strategic and thoughtful in the way you go about it. And I would say, you know, there was like probably a 50% chance I would have never left my job and I would have just continued working my way up the ladder. And that's kind of what I had always thought that my life and my career would be. I never, ever, ever in a million years, if you would have told me years ago, like, oh, one day you're going to leave your job, you're going to work for yourself, and you're going to start a candle brand, I would have been like, you are smoking meth. Like, I just did not ever see that in my future. And now that I'm living in it, I'm so happy that I like just shut down all of the like imposter syndrome and self-doubt and second guessing and whatever, and just like went and did it, because I just think about all of the things that like never would have happened if I just decided to stay in the safe zone and stay doing with what I like thought I was, the world had planned for me to do forever. So I would just say that would be my biggest piece of advice, is to sometimes take risks and ignore whatever it is in your head that's telling you that you can't do it or you shouldn't do it or you're not equipped to do it. I would just say like sometimes taking those risks are going to be like the greatest thing you can ever do, and both professionally and personally.
Absolutely. Well, I love that advice. So it's a great spot to leave with. So is there anything exciting coming up for you, the brand, personally, that you want to share with us before you go?
Yeah. So we, so many exciting things in the pipeline. We have a bunch of new fragrances launching, one this summer. We're entering into new categories that are not just candles. So it's been a crazy time for the brand. And we just, you know, we're growing a lot and growing really fast. And I was just telling someone the other day, like, it's crazy because in the beginning, a lot of my followers were our customers. So when we launched, I had kind of a really big audience already, and almost, you know, a lot of the people I would see posting about us were people that had followed me on Instagram. Now I'll see people tag us and post us, and then I click on their profile and I see that they're not following me. They have no idea who the founder of this company is. And that is like very exciting to me. So in terms of what we have coming up, lots of exciting new launches and new scents and other cool things that I would say, like, keep an eye on us.
Amazing. And for our listeners, Lindsay, you've been kind enough to do a product giveaway for your New York candle. Now, this has sold out 3 times?
Yes. More? 3 times. Okay. We literally can't keep it in stock. It's like every time we announce that there's a restock happening and people, we have thousands of people sign up for restock notifications and then they get sent out. And then all of a sudden, like everything we thought we were good, now they all sell out again. And I think people so connect with the scent. It is like, I always say I'm a big scent snob and I've loved candles and fragrance my entire life. And I'm so picky and like obsessive about like really good luxury smelling scents. And New York is my baby. Like that took me, I think I must have gone through 50 rounds of revisions, maybe 55 back and forth with our perfumers developing this like perfect, gorgeous, amazing scent. And it keeps selling out, which is great, but it's definitely become one of our most popular candles. Also, we have a lot of customers in like the New York area who kind of just like love that kind of sexy, mysterious New York vibe. And that is, the fragrance is like very amber forward. It has a little bit of musk. I always say that it's like so unusual. You smell it and you're like, oh my God, I've never smelled anything like this before. But then you smell it again and you're like, there's something really familiar in here and I can't put a finger on what it is, but it's really, really gorgeous. It's like one of my favorite scents ever.
Okay. Amazing. Well, thank you again. We're going to be giving away one candle. So look out for our posts on social. And Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us. We had a blast chatting with you. Before you go, where can everybody find you, connect with you, and keep up with you?
Yeah. So you can find me on Instagram. I'm at Lindsay Silb. And Hotel Lobby Candle, we are sold direct to consumer on our website, hotellobbycandle.com. And our Instagram is at Hotel Lobby Candle.
Amazing. Thank you again, Lindsay.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for listening. If you found value from this episode, please subscribe, rate, and review, and tag us on Instagram at The Big Move Podcast and at mroberts.m. We always love connecting with you, and we'll catch you next time.